There are lies more believable than the truth. Old Romany saying. England, 1811.
Bury me standing, for I have been on my knees all my life.
Valentina Rupa bowed her head to hear her beloved mother's last words, to see the twitch of her eyes beneath her eyelids, the rise and fall of her chest beneath the thin blankets. Her mother's breath faded, already settling into the bleak night, already gone. Unearthly quiet filled their makeshift canopy. The dwindling light from the nearby campfires of the Romany tribe seeped through the canvas.
Daj, mother, don't stop speaking.
Tears blinded Valentina's eyes, defeated her voice. She focused on her mother's lips, willing her to speak once more. What good did it do to be a Drabardi, a powerful fortune teller and healer, if she couldn't save her own mother? Valentina's younger sister, Yolanda, stood beside her. Yolanda coughed violently, then wheezed.
Please, Dash, it's not your time.
Yolanda's hoarse voice faded to a whisper.
Her lips, she's breathing.
Nay, it's the north wind.
Valentina peered at the oak tree branches bending against a biting gust, threatening to collapse their crude canopy. Wagon wheels creaked, groaning into the dirt. Familiar sounds, yet so distant. Their mother had lived her entire life in the caravan, traveling from village to village. There was no other way for her, only the way of the Romany. The air hung thick and heavy, warning of a hailstorm, stinging Valentina's damp cheeks. She didn't care, didn't bother to wipe them. She hated the weakness of crying. Crying meant loss and loneliness and defeat. She glanced at Yolanda, noting her ashen face, the stoop of her slight shoulders.
Try to rest for a while.
I'm not tired.
Yolanda rubbed her temples.
Now that both mother and father are dead, we're orphans.
I'll not abandon you.
Valentina choked back her fears and crushing uncertainties. She was the older sister. She always took care of Yolanda. With shaking fingers, she tucked the threadbare blankets around their mother's feeble body, smoothed the wrinkled fabric, and folded the ends back, neatly, the way her mother liked it done. Tucked, smoothed, folded. Tucked, smoothed, folded.
Daj, you starved yourself so we could eat. We'd have found the food we needed somehow.
Her hands glided purposefully.
Why do the English treat the Ram as if we're animals?
Because this is the land of the English, Yolanda said. They make their own rules.
Long shivers rippled through Valentina's body, a cadence of trepidation and doubt. In a single, deliberate breath, she blew them out. The friends who'd discreetly stayed out of the way melted in now, coming from their wagons to gather around the deathbed. The sad cries of the caravan penetrated the dusk. Purple-lipped, the elderly, ragged men and women huddled together, stamping their feet to keep away the chill. With the sleeve of her frayed cotton gown, Valentina wiped her eyes. Her hands were still wet from retrieving water from the river. She'd used the water to bathe her mother, an ironic Romany custom, relying on her mother's willingness to go to her death. Yolanda helped Valentina gather their mother's personal belongings and carried them to the campfire. The flames rose against the night sky and consumed the remnants of their mother's life. A well-worn apron, a silky fringed sash. Their people burned most possessions of the dead, believing the possessions were unclean and defiled the living. Valentina skimmed her index finger across her mother's double-edged dagger and accidentally drew blood. Grimacing, she licked her finger. She didn't have the heart to destroy the weapon, so she thrust the dagger into its sheath and tied it on a cord along her gown seam. Then she slid her palm across the last treasure, her mother's yellow scarf, her diklu. Bringing it to her face, Valentina closed her eyes and inhaled. The scent of oak and jasmine, exotic and mysterious, flooded through her. She remembered her mother jauntily tying the diklu around her graying hair each morning. Valentina knew she was supposed to take one small token before burial, although she took two. She'd never been one to obey rules.